Dr. Penske dictating a female IME on Amitaben, A-M-I-T-A-B-E-N, Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Amitaben Patel is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work in an unspecified fashion. Perhaps she did not describe a distinct mechanism of injury or date of onset. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards, nor did she have surgery for this condition. Perhaps she states she continues to be treated at family, spine, and rehab. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Patel alleges from 10-10-20 through the present, repetitive bending, comma, pushing, comma, lifting, comma, carrying, comma, twisting, comma, pulling, comma, standing, and all job duties as a guest room attendant caused permanent injuries to her back and neck. Period. Medical records show she was seen on 10-20-20 by Unite Healthcare. Period. She was taking calcium and vitamin D3. Period. She did not report any work injuries or musculoskeletal complaints. Period. She was there for a, quote, well exam. Period. End quote. She denied being symptomatic, including any joint or back pain, common numbness, tingling, or weakness in the extremities. Period. Her laboratory studies were reviewed, and as was, let's scratch that, reviewed, period. She continued to be seen for her routine medical problems, including vitamin D deficiency and a breast lump, period. On 11-5-20, she had a digital mammography that showed no radiographic evidence of malignancy, period. In paragraph, at the referral of a chiropractor named Dr. Vangi, V-A-N-G-I, she underwent a cervical spine MRI on 12-14-21. Per the history given was cervicalgia. Period. There was a mild broad herniation slightly to the left at C4-5, but no other abnormalities. Period. She also underwent a lumbar MRI the same day at the referral of Dr. Vangi, given a history of low back pain. Period. It found disc bulging at L3-4 and L4-5. Along with mild broad herniation centrally at L5-S1. Period. I'm not in receipt of any further contemporary treatment notes for her complaints. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show she had pap smears done on 10-14-14 and 6-18-19. Period. An FMLA certification of healthcare provided was completed on 7-13-16, period. It indicated she had matrix ectomy done on 7-11-16 on the left foot. Period. She was excused from work for 8 days following the procedure to ensure proper healing. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower, her legs were shaven, period, the rest of that section is normal, cervical, she was hypermobile, period, the rest of that is normal, thoracic, she was hypermobile, period, she attended a palpation of the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right, period, she was able to walk, scratch that lumbosacral, she was able to walk on her toes, but not her heels, secondary to a heel spur on the left, period. There was mild tenderness palpation of the paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. Period. She planted straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 90 degrees, elicited quadriceps tenderness that is non-physiologic, appeared it did not elicit low back or radicular symptoms. Appeared on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. Amitabh Patel alleges that her routine job as a guest room attendant from 10-10-20 onward caused permanent injuries to her neck and back. Period. She describes her physical tasks as fixing beds, common vacuum floors, and cleaning up bathrooms. Period. She did not miss any work, nor was she on modified duty as a result of her complaints. Period. She has been able to continue working in a full duty capacity for them. Period. She indicates her symptoms are the same since they first began. Period. This speaks against an occupational ideology since she continued to do the same type of tasks. Period. New paragraph. Scratch that. She did undergo MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine that showed minimal degenerative abnormalities such as disc bulging. In both regions. Period. New paragraph. Her current clinical exam is benign. Period. In fact, she is hypermobile throughout the spine. Period. She did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines without discomfort. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back, particularly as this relates to her routine tasks at the insured. Period. She evidently began chiropractic treatment on 7/27/21, that ran through 10/12/21. Appears she then had cervical and lumbar spines on 12/14/21. Appeared notably when seen at Unite Here Health on 10/20/20. She did not offer any symptomatic musculoskeletal complaints. Period. And that is the end.